This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In chapter 12 of the letter to the Romans, St. Paul talks about how, as much as possible, we should live at peace with everyone. Now you got to realize, St. Paul was a very, very practical person. He wasn't an optimist like St. Luke. He realized that there would be difficulties with this. In fact, right after that, he speaks about enemies. If you have an enemy who's hungry, give him something to eat. If she's thirsty, give her something to drink. He recognizes that we will have enemies. And then he speaks about praying for those who are in charge of the government. We have to realize that Paul is writing this letter when Nero is the emperor, and he's writing to the community of Rome, so they well know what Nero is like. Nevertheless, we pray for these people. We treat them with respect. How do we create peace in the world? By refusing to act to others as they sometimes act to us. We refuse to play their game of division, of alienation, of hate. We choose to love them no matter what it costs us, because we realize that even if we don't necessarily see the results of our effort, in God's time, a seed of peace has been planted, and someday, in God's time, they'll come to fruition. Who said that we're supposed to see the results? If we always saw the results for our good action, then we would be doing it just to see results. It would be for our benefit. But if we plant seeds of peace, of compassion, of love, realizing full well that they'll never respond in the appropriate way, but realizing full well that we have to do this to create a little more peace in the world, then slowly the kingdom of peace will dawn.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.